Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is day two of our retreat. The date is 25th April 2025. So turn to page 3 of the retreat program. So this program is for day 2, day 3 and day 4, 25th to 27th of April. So now we are supposed to have our simplified morning puja, followed by simple morning mindfulness, come stretching, exercise. So to do this, you will need the weight. Later on, after the morning chanting, you need to bring along this type of weight. If you don't have, you can use the whatever replacement, water bottle or what. Okay, now we will do the simplified morning chanting. You bring out your chanting book, the simplified version. Then we will commence our simplified puja chanting from page 1 to page 2. Okay, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānātipātā vīramāṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Ādinādānā vīramāṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmeṣu micchācārā vīramāṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā vīramāṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Suryāmirayā majjhāpamādatthānā vīramāṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sādhu sādhu sādhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem. Buddhaṃ pujami. Dhammaṃ pujami. Sanghaṃ pujami. Okay, you can be seated. So just to remind all who are new, especially, when we develop the morning puja or the evening puja, you're supposed to make full use of it to develop the faith, the sadha, then virya. Then whatever bowing or recitation, do it with mindfulness, awareness. And when you can do that, you develop the continuity of mindfulness. Then after that, whatever you do, you how you arise, maintain mindfulness. Then how you come back into the sitting posture, how you relax, maintain mindfulness. Then every movement, activity within your physical, like the blinking of your eye, the turning, stretching, whatever movement, maintain awareness. And this continuity of mindfulness is very important. If you can do it well, you will progress very fast. You don't have to know anything. Once the mindfulness comes, you will see things, you will understand things. Then the progress is like automatic. So this is something the new yogi who are new need to bear in mind. Okay, so now we'll have our morning exercise, which is a continuation of the mindfulness training. So we all gather over there mindfully, how you come out of, develop the mindfulness, and slowly pick up whatever weights that you're supposed to pick up, then we meet over there. Okay? We still have 5 minutes before the meditation. The meditation is supposed to be 6:45 until 7:15. Then those on duty, you can break off from 7:15 to help prepare for whatever until 7:30, which is our breakfast time. Okay, I make use of these few minutes to brief the new yogi as to how to develop the awareness-based meditation. We are after the morning exercise and stretching, you can maintain mindfulness. When you come back, how you sit into the sitting posture, how you relax and maintain awareness, it will help you to stabilize your inner awareness. So this one, if you do it well, you can see the big difference after this 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. In fact, just now when you do the morning exercise, if you are silent and aware, as you mindfully develop the morning exercise movement, the background vibration, the chippings of the birds and a lot of other nature's vibration, they are very clear. When you are aware, you don't think, you hardly think. There is clarity. And everything that arises within nature, you can pick it up. That's how you train your inner awareness. Instead of losing all the energy and use it for thinking and creating all the thought and emotion, the fear, worry, anxiety, you use it to develop inner mindfulness and awareness. That is what meditation is all about. Heedful living is all about. So understand this. Then for those who are not familiar with awareness-based meditation, you need to slowly train yourself. Remember the four support that will support you to develop this awareness-based meditation. So these four supports are very important. For support for developing awareness-based meditation. The first and most important support is learn how to relax. relax body and mind. Then the second support is maintaining awareness. And the third is stabilize this awareness. The fourth one is, initially you only need the first three. So relax body and mind means be completely at ease. Whatever happened to your physical, you feel it soothingly relaxed. Relax means no tension, no stress, no worry, no problem, no thought process. Just silence everything and just relax. Then let everything settle down. When it settles down, your awareness, maintaining awareness is to stay with the silent mind, your true mind, without thought. That mind will pick up everything. And you feel very tranquil and very still, very quiet. Because if you can do it, your mind settles down. It's no longer lost in thought, verbalizing, chattering, developing all the restlessness, everything, no more. Then after that, to stabilize it means whatever arises within your sixth sense door, means the form of mind activity, every moment of contact with whatever sense basis, the respective sense or consciousness will arise. So when it arises, aware, finish. Don't continue to think and perceive and go and create all the proliferation of thought that you used to do. Forget about it. Relax, maintain awareness. Then whatever arises, aware, finish. Aware, silent. Aware. Silent. If you do that, your heedless thinking mind will slow down. Then slowly, slowly, you will be able to experience a very tranquil state of mind that is without thought. And that is your true mind. When it arises, you will see the big difference. We call it the sudden shift in consciousness. Your consciousness that has a lot of thinking, heedless reaction and activity, they start to slow down until suddenly completely quiet and still. That's how you develop it. Okay? Then trust is later. After you stabilize your inner awareness, then you can do the fourth one, yeah? Which I will teach you later. Okay, now we're off the light. You can have your awareness-based meditation now. I will set the alarm. Okay, you all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness or awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. The stabilizing of this mindfulness mind state is very important. How do you feel this morning's meditation? You feel sleepy or better? A lot better, eh? Not so drowsy. Then if you continue with your daily mindfulness training, you try to maintain awareness and reduce your thinking, you settle down very fast. You become very quiet, very peaceful, very tranquil, very still. And that is a free mind. Not with the method, technique, and the object of meditation to hold on to your mind. This mind that is just aware is a natural state that is sensitive, that is relaxed, free. So awareness-based development of meditation is so different from the thought-based. Thought-based, the thought is actively doing the meditation. And when the thought do, that instrument itself is thought-based. So how can you expect to realize a meditative awakening that is beyond thought, beyond mind? Because the instrument you use limits you. It's just like in science, you have a microscope. Maybe you can only magnify up to 10 or 20 times. But you want to see things that are more minute. You need the instrument that is appropriate. That's why you need to develop the more sophisticated type of instrument. So for us to develop this meditation as taught by the Buddha, you need sati, mindfulness, awareness. When you are in sati, you are just aware without thought. So we must define what sati is. So make a note of what sati is. Sati is an awareness before the knowing. So this definition is very important. Awareness before the knowing, before the arising of thought. So if you can do this, means you are naturally aware. Your mind is in sati. So for mind to be in sati, there must be a understanding that the moment you are without thought, your true mind, which is awareness nature, will surface. And that itself is awareness. And so don't try to be mindful. Don't try to be aware. The trying is by the thought. When the thought is active, how can you be in the state of sati or awareness? So understand that. The moment you relax, don't do anything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do. Where the knowing and the doing is by the thought. The thought that perceives creates the knowing. The perception of it creates the movement of thought. And the moment you perceive, your memory, your knowledge, your conditioning, your belief system, everything causes you to stir your mind and react. Where you have preference, your like and dislike, your whatever preference when you arise, the conscious moment to be aware. At the moment of awareness, there is no thought. But because of your habitual tendency, your conditioning, the way you have been using your thought so heedlessly, so rampantly, that's why this thinking cannot stop. We call it the heedless thinking mind, which is verbalizing, chattering, commenting, do a lot of this habitual thinking or movement, and you are hardly with the moment in pure awareness without thought. If you cannot be with the moment in pure awareness without thought, then how can you see things? How can you understand things? Inquire into it, understand it. Human beings can only do one thing at a time. Always remember. Either you are completely silent without thought, then you are fully aware. Or you are lost in thought. Can follow? Preoccupied with what you are thinking. Then how can you be aware of what is going on in life? That's why you lost your ability to be in the state of awareness, to observe, to see, to understand. You are always thinking. Thinking. My first teacher, I remember, he used to tell us, he said, human beings who are putujana, not enlightened, they think a lot. He said, you all think a lot. You can find out for yourself whether that is true or not. Yeah. You can just for a moment, silent, completely without thought. That is your awareness nature. But normal people cannot do. But if you have developed the training where it has stabilized your sati, most of the time you are without thought. You are just in a state of relaxed inner awareness. That's why you become sensitive. You understand many things. You see many things. When you are lost in thought, preoccupied with all the thinking, the emotion, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, how can you develop the ability to be aware? You can't. So understand this, then determine to train yourself every moment, every instant of awareness is what sati is. And the Buddha actually gives sati a very high position. He said, without sati, you are as if dead. The heedless are as if dead. Means without mindfulness, stabilizing until it's ever mindful, constantly meditative, you cannot be heedful. So if throughout the day you think a lot, you create all the mundane activity or thought process, your mind becomes very noisy, very restless. And everything you create through your thought process, you attach, you cling, you give meaning. Then sometimes you develop unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety. Why? Because you project your thought into the future. That's why you worry about something that hasn't happened. What if people come to know? What if I fail? What if I cannot make it? All these are thought projection, illusionary time. They are not the present moment, which is the only reality within life. Then sometimes, instead of projecting the thought into the future, they recall the unhappy past, your phobia, your insecurity, your past memory of what we call when you go through life, a lot of traumatic experiences that you have experienced. That one trigger of fear. So when you do not have the awareness, this thing has power over you. That's why your psychological memory that you accumulate and hold on, they become powerful. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's 7:30. So now you can pay respect. Then we will go down for breakfast. Yeah. Develop mindfulness throughout. Yeah. Everything you do, maintain awareness. Okay.